You're listening to SBS News.
After fleeing the war in Ukraine 3 months ago, Marta Artemenko is settling into her new life in Australia. She's now working for the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales, helping to support other refugees do the same. She says her role involves making sure Ukrainian refugees, many of whom can't speak English, can navigate Australia's medical system and access vital vaccines, including for COVID-19.
As a community leader, I understood that it's very important to protect our refugees from any danger connected with COVID-19 and seasonal flu. That's why I reach out to Health Department of New South Wales, and we organize that clinics for our community in Lidcombe.
Embroiled in hostile conflict, Ukraine has one of the lowest COVID-19 vaccination uptake in Europe at less than 35%. At the Ukrainian Youth Centre in Western Sydney, health workers are offering catch-up vaccines to those who missed out. Julianne Harvey is the Health Services Manager at Western Sydney Local Health District, which is behind the initiative.
Ukrainian families that are coming to the centre today have already suffered significant disruption and hardship in their lives. So by offering a vaccination service in a safe and familiar space, we're trying to promote a comfortable environment and an easy space for them to access the vaccine.
For some, like 5-year-old Daria, it's the first time they've been eligible to receive a COVID shot, while for others, it's a chance to get a third dose. Ukrainian refugee Andriy Krikonenko says he wanted to be better protected against the virus.
We come here to get the last booster because we didn't get it in Ukraine because of the war. Yeah, because it was in our plan, but plans are changed because of the situation. But we understand we need to do this to protect our health.
Many people who came along for their COVID vaccines were not just from Western Sydney, but travelled from other parts of the city after hearing about the clinic through a network of Ukrainian refugee support groups and charities. Ukrainian refugee Maria Felix says the vaccination process was made easy for her and her family.
No, it's not difficult. It's not difficult for me, and I helped my mother and my brother to write something.
More walk-in vaccination clinics will open up at other community centres across Sydney in the coming weeks, giving those from Ukraine and other migrants to Australia greater protection from a virus that knows no borders. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.